All right, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick has seen his SPAC deal go the way of an old football. Deflated. Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung is here with the details. Brian.
Hey, Brian. Well, the Wall Street Journal reporting that, yes, indeed, a high-profile SPAC deal apparently involving former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick collapsed. So here's exactly the backstory here. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback was behind a SPAC known as Mission Advancement. The stock ticker was MACC. This SPAC went public in March and raised about $345 million. And the target for these SPACs, again, that's how they kind of make their money. They go public, raise the money, and then target a company to take them private. They wanted to acquire a company with a socially conscious bent. And apparently the target was the Change Company. It's a community development financial institution, or what they call a CDFI. And for those that kind of don't know what this is a government recognized type of business. They extend credit to low wealth or low income types of communities, places where traditional banks may not be meeting their needs. And that all is so fine so far, right? But when it came to where this deal actually fell apart, apparently the Change Company, which was the target for this SPAC, wanted Colin Kaepernick to do a lot of media to promote the SPAC deal. And apparently Kaepernick, who has been known to be pretty reserved in terms of his media appearances, didn't want to do so. Apparently, that's all it took for the SPAC deal to fall apart. Again, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, apparently the deal is now dead. But guys, this really just highlights how SPACs themselves are not necessarily just about the financials. Apparently, both of these parties, the Change Company and the SPAC that Colin Kaepernick was running, were on the same page. But when it comes to promoting these things and getting the face out there, which we know is a very big important part of a lot of these celebrity endorsed SPACs, simply couldn't get it across the finish line. And, you know, we in the media know as well that having the SPAC sponsors and the people involved in these deals on the shows to explain these types of transactions are very important, especially for investors that want to see the transparency of what they're investing in here. We'll see if this remains a trend, especially with SPAC deals no longer as hot now as they were perhaps earlier in 2021, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting to me, this story, because it's a function of the SPAC story, but it's also a function of the Kaepernick. I mean, his brand is that he doesn't really go out and talk, right? So it's interesting that this would have fallen apart over this, because to me, that's part of his brand. I mean, it couldn't have been a huge shock that he wasn't going to go on Good Morning America and talk about this and also be asked about his activism and what happened for him in football.
Right. And certainly that's the challenging part here. I mean, I don't need to back up and explain the whole story of Colin Kaepernick and how obviously kneeling during the anthem and his standing up for Black Lives Matter has been very polarizing within those specifically in the sport. But when it comes to the financing of these types of things, SPACs separately, there really is no kind of overlap between those two things. But for Kaepernick, apparently it was an issue if he was going to have to go to the media and then not only talk about the deal, but possibly by extension also answer a lot of those questions regarding his kind of exile from the NFL. That was something that apparently was uncomfortable for him and was a reason why the deal ultimately fell apart. But on a broader scale, I think it does kind of emphasize how a lot of these SPACs, and whether or not it's a celebrity investor or a celebrity athlete or a celebrity in Hollywood, it is indeed the case that it underscores how important these big names are to getting the fundraising themselves. A big reason why MACC, again, the Mission Advancement, which was Kaepernick's SPAC, earned as much money as it did, is partially in part because it was associated with the Kaepernick name, not much different than how Bill Ackman's name is attached to the Pershing Square, Tontine Holdings SPAC, right? The whole idea of all this is to get a lot of money raised because of the confidence in the person that's behind the SPAC. And even though it's important to note that it's not just Kaepernick that's obviously behind this business deal, there are a number of other business people that are involved in this deal as well. It does kind of show how star power is really what made SPACs so popular in 2021. And perhaps maybe the big reason why it's not as popular anymore these days, because people are perhaps starting to see through that, realizing that business acumen and big names in sports or Hollywood aren't necessarily overlapping or translatable to one another. I think that's going to be an interesting thread to watch as we go into 2022 as well.
Yes, it will. Thank you so much, Brian.